right, we are here with Nikhil Akhambal from NARMI, and we're here at the CUNA Technology and also Operations and Member Experience Council's conference, getting two for the price of one. How's the show going for you so far?
Great. Going great, Mike. Yeah. I'm having a great time meeting a lot of credit unions, and super excited to be here.
Excellent. Good. I'm glad you're excited to be here. We were talking last night and stuff, you're like connecting with people and all that type of stuff, telling folks all the cool stuff about NARMI. Before we get into the question of the day, tell me about NARMI. Give us a quick...
Quick backstory on us. My co-founder and I used to run a credit union. We ran a credit union as seniors in college, as CEO and CTO, and grew pretty frustrated by the pace of innovation in the industry, how to attract and retain a younger demographic, how do you quickly introduce new technologies into your credit union. So, you know, NARMI is tackling all that. We've got this beautiful digital banking solution that I really, really think is something special. And I think today we're going to talk about some of the work we're doing around APIs and how do you create this platform at your credit union.
All right. The $64,000 question here, Nikhil, is,
okay.
well, with inflation, let's go 72. How to transition from a credit union to a credit union platform? And I'm thinking about this question, like, what the heck does this mean? NARMI, enlighten me.
Sure. Before I answer the question, maybe good to outline the problem that we're solving. The problem is that the needs of members, the needs of credit union members, are just so complex, Mike. And whether that's a consumer, whether that's a small business, a large business, they're just so complex. And I definitely give the credit unions a lot of credit that they bear. They handle a lot of the responsibilities. They offer cash needs. They offer checking accounts, savings accounts, loans, budgeting tools, and so on and so forth. And at this conference, everyone's adding new stuff too. So I give them a lot of credit, but it's just not enough. And I mean that in the best way possible. The needs will always be there. Right. So then, and you know what's unique? What's interesting is this is not a problem that's unique to the financial services industry as a whole, right? This is a problem that affects almost any industry out there. So right. How do you satisfy the full needs of a consumer is very, very difficult. Now, there is a way to do it, actually, and that's, you know, embracing APIs to really create this platform at your credit union as opposed to just being a single credit union. So you need to recognize that your credit union has the ability to be so much more than it currently is, but you need to embrace that, you know? Mm-hmm. You need to adopt an API so that fintech companies and developers, and even internally you can use it, you can use the data that you have to make your members' life better. Mm-hmm. So let me maybe translate that into maybe really specific. You have a member and they have needs that are outside your credit union's ability. Well, by adopting an API, you've given them the ability, you've given another company the ability to leverage that member's data with that member's permission. That member authenticates that data usage. And suddenly, what just happened? Your member's life becomes a lot better. And you as a credit union just created such a sticky environment. You became the most essential part of that equation. So that's really what I mean by, you know, take your credit union as is, but make it a platform. Look at what Facebook's done with their API. There are thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of developers using Facebook's API. I'm not sure of the exact number. But I think Mark Zuckerberg recognized that he had something really, really special, but to elevate it to an entirely new level, he released an API.
So how do they use the API, and then how do you connect the dots to credit unions and how they would use it?
Are you talking for Facebook?
Yeah.
So Facebook, a lot of the way they use the API is through authentication. So let's say me and you started a company tomorrow, and we sold something to consumers. Mm-hmm. And we said, in order to sign up for a service, you actually need to log in via Facebook. I'm sure you've seen it, right?
Excuse me. That's
all right. Log in via LinkedIn, log in via Facebook, log in via Twitter, Gmail. These are all APIs.
Okay.
You enter your Facebook user ID, password. Facebook sends us your social media data. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all data. The reason APIs are... like, this sounds obvious, but the reason APIs can be successful is all about the data, right? Mm-hmm. And credit unions hold the most powerful data in the world. So that's why we're really excited about it. Anyways, we would get that data from Facebook, and then we could build on top of that data. And whatever our idea for a cool company we're starting that's mm-hmm. leveraging Facebook's data, mm-hmm. Facebook doesn't care what we're doing, right? They've right. already recognized that, hey, Mike and Nikhil are doing their own stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's empower them to mm-hmm. do it. Mm-hmm. And what they say is, well, you're using Facebook's data. If I shut down Facebook tomorrow, your company goes away, right? You just won't exist.
That's a little scary.
Yeah,
very
cool.
Scary. Okay.
Yeah.
Now connect the dots to credit.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Just, you know, Let's flip the equation, right? Okay. Let's say me and you are starting a small business together, okay. Right? Just same example. Mm-hmm. And we want to open a credit union account. We're spending all our transactions there. But suddenly you're like, Mike, like I'm having a really tough time forecasting my cash needs. And we have a really specific, let's say we run a dry cleaning company, mm-hmm. right? There might be a company out there that caters to me and you, mm-hmm. that caters to a small, medium business dry cleaning company mm-hmm. that needs access to financial data, to our credit card transactions, to better help us forecast cash flow. Mm-hmm. Now, we want to use this app. We're going to pay them $10 a month, $100 a month, doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. But our lives are impacted by can they obtain that data. Okay. Does that make sense? So yeah. So if our credit union tomorrow says, hey, looks us in the eye and says, Mike and Nikhil, we really value you. We've brought this API in place so that you can go to whoever you want to use and better your financial life. And by the way, you're only going to be able to do that if you're banking with us. I mean, it's a home run.
That sounds good.
I hope I connected the dots.
Yes, the light bulb goes on.
Just the API just allows for this. It just takes your credit union to an entirely new level, and it's secure, it's reliable. We are pros at it at NARMI, and mm-hmm. it's just what we do. So right. We're really excited.
So what are the hurdles to getting started in something like this, getting going in something like this? Because it sounds like it's a slam dunk.
Yeah, it's definitely something new, right? I think a lot of the pushback I hear from credit unions, and maybe not pushback, but just questions is, well, what happens to my relationship with the member, right? So our discussion was it's a good, but mm-hmm. there are some concerns from credit unions that said, am I losing part of that? Like, I want to do Mike and Nikhil's cash flow forecasting. Mm-hmm. I want to do what Mint.com does for my members. Mm-hmm. I want to do, you know, all, and I think you, A, just have to look your, like, be practical and say, that's not your expertise, right? Your expertise is running an amazing financial institution, delivering amazing service, doing good for your members, doing good for your community, doing good for your employees. That's really what you're all about, right? And I know that because I ran a credit union and we did that. And you have to just accept that the world moves at a fast pace and you need to, like, I think, really be receptive to that. And then on the, you know, if it's more tangentially related to actual something maybe you can do, I think you still have to recognize that you're actually increasing the stickiness of your member financial institution relationship. Like, let's say me and you, let's say our dry cleaning business, suddenly, yeah. but in 6 months, we're using a dozen different apps mm-hmm. to run our business, mm-hmm. right? Including our accounting system, including this fintech app, including this budgeting tool. Mm-hmm. We're not going anywhere. Like, we are not, we wouldn't, there's no world where we could exist without our credit union, because our credit union suddenly has 12 different tentacles, if you want to call it that, mm-hmm. That permeate into our financial life. And I can't risk like losing that banking relationship. Right. No way. So super powerful.
Talk about sticky.
I'm really excited about it, clearly.
Wow. Okay. So is anybody out there doing this yet? Or is it still so new that it's like,
yeah,
like we're still in the world of beta?
No, it's definitely not like that. So, fun fact, 60%, it's somewhere between 50 to 60% of all retail deposits in the United States are controlled by 5 banks right now.
That's a big
number.
5
banks. Okay. They all have APIs. They're all working on APIs. Mm-hmm. There is a big push in the European Union has mandated all banks in the EU adopt something called PSD2, mm-hmm. which is saying you have to offer an API mm-hmm. to your consumers. Mm-hmm. All three, I was at a panel last night with the OCC, the Bureau, and the Federal Reserve, and this is top of mind for them. So this is this is something I actually wanted to stress. Like, this is not something, you know, that we're going to prepare ourselves for the future. Like, kind of how I view blockchain and Bitcoin. Like, I do think that is still a few years out from being commonplace.
Right.
Like, this is happening today.
Right now. Okay.
People are already using your data, too. That's another thing. Like, there are screen scraping solutions and web crawling solutions right now that are reading your members' online banking and mobile banking data. Like, think about if you could do that, if you could provide that same benefit to your members, but a much more secure and reliable way. Mm-hmm. So, and we're doing some awesome pilots out there with some credit unions. We have our first hackathon scheduled for January. So, again, just like think of the benefits of this. Like, there is a university-sponsored hackathon with the credit union and the NARMI API, and there are going to be hundreds of developers in a gymnasium from Friday 6 p.m. to Sunday 10 a.m. They don't sleep, and they're going to use the credit union's API to just hack together a sweet fintech app. Like, when has that happened in our industry ever?
Not very often.
You probably know better than I do.
Not very often. Well, I get the whole, now I get the connection between how do you go from a credit union to a credit union platform. Right. I get it now. Okay. Yeah. You made that quite clear. I like that, Nikhil.
Yeah.
And I have to apologize. After my very first question, I called you NARMI.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, not Nikhil. But it's good branding.
It's happened before, ironically.
It's good branding for you. I like that. All right. Anything else to wrap up? What are your goals with this? What do you want to accomplish besides world domination?
No, world domination. We're not Elon Musk. I'm not Elon Musk. So I can't do that.
Not yet.
Come on. I want to. I think NARMI can be that first call financial institution for every single credit union. I don't care about asset size. I don't care about IT staff. I want to work with credit unions who want to grow and embrace new technology. Like, that is what gets us out of the bed in the morning. Yeah. We have credit union customers of all different sizes, right? But we're really excited. I'd love to give. Just imagine this world. Every credit union in the country, I think there's like just under 6,000, has an open API. So they're talking to each other. Just think of the now and you could, me and you could do a payment via API in a second. Yeah. No more credit card transaction fees. You can do, it's just like the, now I'm getting too excited, but there's definitely a longer term vision here where the impact is really, really massive.
That's what I want. Yeah, all right, very cool. All right. The power of the API, turning your credit union into a platform, not just a credit union. It's not just a credit union anymore. It's a platform. Very cool. All right, Nikhil, thank you so much, man.
Thanks, Mike.
Well done. Yep. Keep up the good work, all right? Sir. Good job.